Hi, this is Chris Griffin, assistant editor for the Storage Media Group. I'm here today to talk about tape encryption with Pierre Dorian, data center practice director for Longview Systems. Specializing in business continuity and disaster recovery planning services, Pierre has recently placed a significant focus on recovery strategies and IT resilience, as well as data protection and availability engagements at the data center level. How you doing today, Pierre?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
I'm great. Let's jump right into it and start with something basic. Why should users encrypt tape?
Well, so security is probably the main concern when it comes to a tape encryption, which we have. We've seen a lot of companies move away from tape specifically for that reason. But for those companies who have still very large investments or requirements to use tape, security being a great concern when we start looking at compliance requirements, such as PCI, for example, where you're handling private information or personal information that cannot end up in the wrong hands, you need tape encryption, especially if your media, your tape media, leaves your premises, which technically, if you're following backup best practices, it should. You should be sending a copy of your backups to a vault site, so therefore you want that added level of protection should the tape become lost. You don't want it to end up in the wrong hands. So encryption makes the data unreadable without the encryption key.
Okay. Can you explain the various ways to encrypt tape?
Yeah, so there are different ways here. The most recent addition is a tape level or device level encryption, which we've heard of STK and LTO4. StorageTek has a device like that, and LTO4 also. Tape level encryption or device level encryption at the hardware level. There are also appliances that you can use, and those have been around for a little bit longer. Examples of that would be Decrew or NeoScale, which is now owned by Cypher. These are appliances that you put between your backup server or the source of your backup data and the target, which is your tape device. So that's another form of encryption. And of course, probably the most ancient form of encryption is software level encryption, which would encrypt your data at the server level or the backup client level and then send it to the tape device encrypted. So those are the three main ways to encrypt.
Sure. Now you mentioned LTO4. Can you go over the benefits of using LTO4?
Yeah, so LTO4 comes from a consortium between HP, IBM, and now Quantum. So obviously LTO4 will give you probably a little better portability across a large number of devices. I did touch a little bit on STK before. That's the Sun Microsystems bought STK a while back, StorageTek. They also have the equivalent technology. Of course, this is a little more siloed. It belongs to Sun, and you'll have it on STK devices only, where the LTO4, you now have, IBM was the first to release LTO4 with encryption, and now HP offers it as well, and eventually we'll see more and more of that. So it's probably a little bit better portability when using LTO4. But the technologies are equivalent.
Okay. And who are the major vendors in the tape encryption market?
So going back to what I was saying earlier, IBM and Sun obviously are probably the leaders right now. HP probably not too far behind. I wouldn't have numbers to tell you whether HP is selling more than Sun, but they're definitely the top players. And being very large hardware vendors, you probably expect some better support. Of course, that's at the device level. If we're looking at the appliances, there's quite a few players. NeoScale and I would say Decrew probably being the two largest players, but there's a number of other players out there that have offerings that may not be as popular. And of course, when we're talking about software encryption, you can pretty much name all the backup products, the mainstream backup products offer encryption capabilities.
Okay. Now, are there any major drawbacks of using tape encryption?
I would say probably the biggest one, you lose your keys, you lose your data. That's probably the thing to consider the most. You need to have better or the best possible key management to make sure that you protect it. Also, if you plan on encrypting at the source, so we talked a little bit earlier about software encryption at the client level, that may cause some issues if you have implemented deduplication within your environment. That's because once the data is encrypted, for those familiar with deduplication technology needs to recognize identical data blocks or segments in order to work. If you start encrypting your data at the source to put it on tape, that will completely destroy or preclude your ability to apply deduplication. So that's something worth considering. You cannot have both. So if you're doing it at the device level, it takes care of that problem, but then you're not deduplicating on tape. So that's something worth considering. If you're deduplicating on disk, you're staging to disk, if you're encrypting at the source, it's definitely an issue.
Okay, and one final question, getting back to the key management. Do you have any best practices or any advice as how users could ease these key management issues?
So a few things here. Ideally, you don't want to have to manage your keys. So when we talk about key management, you want this to be automated as much as possible. So you're counting on an application to do it for you. You don't want to have to worry about it. You don't want to have to copy this anywhere. For example, a product like Tivoli Storage Manager, which is a backup product, is fully integrated with IBM's LTO4. So the backup product would take care of key management, which is probably an ideal kind of setup because you don't want to have to worry about another component taking care of your keys. That said, if you do have another system, for example, if you're using SDK, you would have some Solaris station that takes care of key management. You want to make sure, of course, that you back that up. Again, remember what I said, one of the main drawbacks or major drawbacks with encryption is losing your keys. So you want to back that up. And as simple as it may sound, or as obvious as it may sound, you do not want to back up your keys to encrypted media. You lose your keys, your data, and you lose your keys again. So you want to make sure that you back up your keys, you keep your keys somewhere where you can retrieve them. And speaking of SDK, the Sun offering, their station that takes care of key management is capable of replicating to another one. So that's also a good way to do this. You know, you always have a set of keys that is available to you.
Sure. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Pierre.
Well, it was my pleasure.
Great. And for more on tape encryption and other data backup and recovery issues, please visit searchdatabackup.com.